Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
We thank you. Let your name be glorified in everything. Let your name be exalted. We return the glory and the praise to you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. So I want to be talking this morning on what I call the ministry of one another. Tell your neighbor, the ministry of one another. The ministry of one another. Or tell your neighbor, the ministry of I and you. Me and you. The ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Now look at it. He said, let us, not I will. He said, let us. Praise God. God is a family person. Look at your neighbor, tell him God is a family person. Praise God. Could God have made man all by himself? Yes, he could have. Praise God. I mean Godhead, God the Father. Could he have created man all by himself? Yes, he could have done that. Praise God. But when he wanted to create man, he called the others and said, let us. Because God is a family person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a family. He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Is that right? Let's go to verse 28. And God blessed him. Is that what the Bible says? What does the Bible say? And God blessed them. I want you to understand this. I want you to get something I want to show you here. The idea of a lone Christian, or the idea of a lone private Christianity, is alien to the Bible. Anybody that is a Christian and says, me, I just want to mind my business, I don't want to get involved with people, I don't want to, that Christianity is not a Christianity of the Bible. It's your own version of Christianity. And that Christianity is not only that it is against scripture, it is also against the kingdom mandate. Because the kingdom mandate is that, and God blessed them, not that God blessed me, or God blessed him, or God blessed her. In other words, there are dimensions of God you cannot come into if you are just about yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. God designed the believer. God designed the believer for connection. God designed the believer for fellowship. God designed the believer for family. Hallelujah. There are people who want to live a private Christian life. You looked at you saw the drama that they were doing, yes. The woman kept saying to him, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you discuss it with me? There are people who want to live a private, secluded, not relational Christian life. And that kind of Christian life was not envisaged by scripture. And that kind of Christian life was not designed, it does not fit into kingdom. Is anybody here who is hearing me here? The Bible says, and he made them two by two. When Jesus sent the disciples, he didn't send one. He sent two by two. Everything about the believer's life is connected. Your salvation is personal, but your Christian living is corporate. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your salvation is personal. That is that you go to God, you get saved alone. But listen to me very carefully. If you're going to live an effective Christian life, you must network with other believers. No believer can be effective alone. It was never designed to be so. Hallelujah. Are we together, church? So if you're going to be an effective believer, you were designed to connect with other people. Scripture is about them, not about him, and it's not about her. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 says, woe unto him who is alone. Woe unto him who is alone. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. two are better than one. For they, not for he, for they have a good reward for their labor. They have a good reward for their labor. Check any believer that is doing well. He is a combination of different things that different people added to their life. Hallelujah. Are we together, church? You are a combination of different things that different contributions from different people. Somebody, you will work with somebody, he will teach you to pray. You will work with somebody, he will teach you to evangelize. You will work with somebody, he will teach you to study the word. Are you getting my mind? When you look at your life, different people brought different contributions. God used this one to bring this supply. God used that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will work with somebody, he will open your eyes to the married life. You will work with somebody, he will open your life to purity. You will work with somebody, he will open different contributions. That is how God designed it to be. Ephesians chapter 11. Before we finish reading Ecclesiastes, Ephesians chapter 11, chapter 4, verse 13. Till we come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Yes, verse 14. That's our growing up in him. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried away with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Yes. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly, the whole body, can I have five protocol, five quickly, with whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted, come, with whom the whole body, let's come together, in whom the whole body, the Bible did not say, the person of Christ. It calls us the body of Christ. When we come together, we make up that body. Jesus never talked about the man of Christ. He never talked about the person of Christ. Scripture always talks about what? The body. It was always a body. Listen to me. The Bible did not say Jesus is coming for the person that is without spot or without wrinkle. What does the Bible say? He's coming for a church that is without spot. So it means that if you are very perfect man, everything about you is fine, and all of us have problems, Jesus is not ready to come. Jesus must come when all of us become that body that is without. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is without drink. Are you getting what I'm saying? Jesus is not coming for one person. Jesus is coming for every one of us. So listen to me. There are people who believe that if they associate with people, and these brethren, they like to talk, and these brethren, they like to gossip, and these brethren, that is why God put you there. So that you can bring what is missing. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint, which means this joint has something to bring. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if I'm talking too much, this joint brings, man of God, you need to have self-control. Are you hearing me? If I have anger, this joint will say, man of God, be calming down. Be calming down. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? If I don't pray, this joint will bring the addition of prayer into my life. So God designed the church to be a body, not a person. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying here? No matter your anointing, you can't do it alone. In fact, let me tell you, sometimes the more gifted and anointed you are, the more you need people who may not look gifted or who may not look anointed. By that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. The meaning of that is that if this guy has 100% of grace for prayer, is that okay? If the only way that this body can become a body that is praying well is that he must give us that 100%. In other words, if he's giving 50%, it is not effectual. The Bible says, according to the effectual working in the measure, that is whichever measure every part takes. Are you hearing me? Look at your neighbor, tell him you are stealing something from us. Tell him you are taking something from us. There's something that is with you that belongs to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when you go to any place and you see that place not working as it's supposed to be, the meaning is that some people have held back a supply that they are supposed to bring. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, which what? Make it what? Increase of what? Of the body. unto the edifying of itself. In other words, in the way God designed it, we don't need anything outside the body. Everything that the body needs is inside the body. So if every part of the body supplies what it is supposed to supply, the whole body will be edified. The word edify is that it will be built up, it will be constructed, it will be beautified, it will be organized. So there's a ministry, thank you. There's a ministry of one another. There's a ministry of one to another. The church, the body of Christ, was never designed. No matter how perfect you are, no matter how well you are doing, the body of Christ was never designed to be a one-person thing. Christianity was designed to be lived in a community. What makes us great is the community. What makes, how many of you discovered that? What makes soup great is not a particular ingredient. Hallelujah. Maggie, I'm using Maggie for example of seasoning. Praise God. Maggie is one of the good seasonings, right? Whether it's Maggie or no cube or whatever, you know what I'm talking about. As much if you taste it, if you just do a taste, it's nice, isn't it? What if you eat the whole one? It loses. Are you getting me? So, no matter how great you are, if you remove the other body, you don't taste good again. And I want you to hear me very well. We either stand together or we fall apart all by ourselves. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Yes. It was designed, the body was designed to work together. It was designed to work together. No matter how, when you make soup, you put fish, right? Those of you who like stockfish, there are some people, when they make soup, you don't know where to find the soup. You are struggling, you are shifting this one and moving that one, trying to get, are you hearing what I'm saying? But listen to me, no matter how good meat on its own is, if they serve you just meat, no salt, they just boil it, no salt, no any seasoning, no, are you getting my point? You cannot enjoy it, isn't it? Yes. So, no matter how great you are, without the body, you do not accomplish what God will have you to accomplish. You do not become fully what you are supposed to become. You were designed for community. You were designed for one another. Hallelujah. When the Bible says it is not good for a man to be alone, it is not a principle of marriage only. It's a principle of living. That is what takes us to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, chapter 4, verse 9. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. That's what takes us to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Next verse. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he had not another to help him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? The reason why church is not sweet is that you are alone. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The reason why church is not sweet, church is boring, is that you are alone. Do you know even people who drink don't drink alone? I have an uncle. They were a group of them like that. They, for those of you that know Maiduguri very well, one of them lives in Boloriko, that is Kondga Road, after university. One of them live in university, the other ones live in town. So they used to go and drink in a particular place. So the one that was in university started coming to church, started ordering his life. He didn't want to go for drinking. So one day they called him. They were going for drinking. Usually the one in Dalori will come and meet him in the university. Then they will go and join the ones in town to drink. So they were calling him. As they were calling him, he refused to pick his call. So finally, they went to his house and they met him at home. They said, we're going out. You're not going out. I said, no, it's not going out today. You know, when you start getting born again newly, you don't know how to tell your friends you are no more drinking again. So he was becoming political. You know. So they went to drink. They came back around 10, 11. They were coming back. So they bought his own. He has a tree in front of his house. They came and dropped it for him. Then they called him, we have dropped your own for you. Even people who drink don't enjoy drinking alone. Talk less of you who is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Did anybody hear what I said? It was not designed to be alone. This Christian walk was this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. The Bible says to us, the ministry of one, when you read scripture, the ministry of one another, you go to James chapter 5. He says, pray for one another. Encourage one another. Galatians chapter 5 verse 13. One another. There's what is called the ministry of one another. Let me tell you something. It says, pray for one another. It says that you may be healed. Let me tell you something. Do you know why sometimes people stay in bondage of sin? They are not ready to tell people what they are going through. The moment, listen, let me tell you this. The moment you find the right person and you share something with him, are you hearing me? The power of that thing is broken. Do you know that many people who get depressed and eventually commit suicide was because there was nobody to share their burdens with? They say a burden shared is half solved. Hallelujah. One day I went to see my mentor and he was praying for me. And I remember his words. He said, Lord, give him people. He said, give him strategic relationships. I was thinking, I was thinking if somebody like that was going to pray for me, he'd be praying, give him power, give him this. No, he said, give him strategic relationships. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And the Bible says, get that scripture for me, that he that will have friends must first himself be friendly. You know why you don't have friends? As you have crammed the order of the church now. When the moment they do offering, you know we're about to close. This is, you are sitting around here. You intentionally used to come at the time you come so that you can sit around here. The moment they say, let us stand up. This is how you, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the flesh, and you're out. You're out. You're out. They say, shake your neighbor. Even the person you want to shake is afraid of you. They stand up from your seat. Go and greet somebody. Your standing up is the standing up of the mind. It's your mind that stands up. You don't want to build relationships. Relationship is more than money. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says concerning the true servant. He said, for the children of this age are wiser in their time than the children of this world. He said, use mammon to make friends in this world. Use mammon. That means that if you have money, part of the purpose of your money is to make friends. Is to make friends. Help me walk to five people. Say, get to know them. Five people quickly before, let's practicalize this thing. Five people. Get somebody you don't know. Don't talk to people you know. Don't talk to people you know. Five people you don't know. Just walk up. Stand up. You see, I said stand up now. I just finished preaching. I said stand up. You are doing standing up in your mind. Just walk to five people. Ask them their name. What do you do? Where do you live? Nice to see you. You look good. Just five people only. Make five friends today. Make five friends today. Just five. Not too many. Not too many. Try and talk to people you don't know. Don't talk to people you know. Talk to people you don't know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you haven't talked to five, you will get the rest after service. You can return to your seats. Hallelujah. How did you feel? How did you feel? You feel better. Hallelujah. You feel better. A genuine Christian wants to connect. Jesus calls us sheep. Are you hearing me? We travel, we're in Gashua, right? We're in Gashua. And somebody came to buy this breed of lamb, sheep. Very nice breed. And he bought small, they were still young. And they were waiting for them to fill the car so that they can park, we can put them in the car. There were about five of them. So we were watching them. So we were waiting for the car to get. So we got somewhere and we sat down. See, I said to John, I said, John, watch this sheep. One of them was tired, so it went and looked for shade and sat down under the shade. So I said, John, look at this. Very soon, two things are going to happen. Either the other three also will come and join this one, or this one will go back to where the other ones are. I don't think I finished speaking. The other three came back and joined. If you are sheep, you must connect. The reason you don't like connection is that you may not be sheep. Ask your neighbor, are you sheep? Or are you... You don't like connection because you may not be sheep. Oh. You may not be sheep. I had this elder friend in church many years ago. And I went to greet him one day. So when I went to greet him, as we were just greeting, just nice guy like that. He businessman, has a bakery. We're just greeting. So we're greeting. He just said to me, "Do you keep sheep?" I said, "Well, I like sheep, but I don't have any." He said, "Oh, I just sold all my sheep and I have one female left." He said, will you like it?" I said, "Of course." Free gift? Of course. I'm in Nigeria. Give me a cut. Praise God. So he gave me, and I took her home. For the next 1 week, sir, she was crying morning, night, and day. I didn't know why she was crying. I gave her water. She would not stop. I gave her food. She would not stop. I brushed her head. She would not stop. One morning, I was coming out of my house. Then one elderly Kanuri man that was my neighbor, as I was coming out, he said, "Pastor, Kazomana." So I went. He said, "Kasera, go. Have you bought ram or some sheep?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Is it only one?" I said, "Yes." "You will suffer." I said, "What?" He said, "Sheep don't stay alone. You have to get another one and join them." Look at your neighbor. Say, "Yeah, are you alone? Are you alone? If you are alone, you are a suspect. You are a suspect." Tell your neighbor. That time they say we should greet each other. If you didn't stand up, something is wrong. You may be a suspect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sheep move together. Sheep move together. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, he said, "Be vigilant, be sober, be vigilant. For the devil, your adversary, is like a roaring lion, seeking for those he will devour." No, seeking for the group he will devour. Is that what he says? He's seeking for who? Whom? The person. Are you hearing me? Five protocol, quickly. My last example. Five protocol, quickly. How many of you watch National Geographic? How many of you watch National Geographic? Some of you are even watching, you don't know it's National Geographic. That channel that they show animals. Praise God. When you see them, when you see come, you know the gazelle, is that right? The antelopes, they are very weak animals. But did you notice that when they are going in a group, let's go. When they are going in a group, all that the lion will be doing will be cycling around them. But he cannot touch anyone because they are in a group. Are you hearing me? And what the lion does, come and replace me in the group. What the lion does is that the lion waits. "John, you have to separate from that group. Be going. The group is going. The lion will wait. This one that separates from the group is the one that he will come for." Have you noticed it? It will be very difficult. As strong as a lion is, it's difficult for the lion to come into the pack and pick someone. It is the one that strays small. The lion is like the lion. He just needs the signal that you are about to stray. So some of us, come now. You are not in a group in church. You are not in any ministry team. You are not in any small group. You are not in fellowship group. You are master of the universe. Sit down. Thank you, guys. He is like a roaring lion seeking for who? Whom? Whom? And that whom is not a specific person, sir. Is the one that separates himself from the group. There are even some Christians now. They don't even attend church now. They are online believers. Powerful. Hallelujah. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to gather together in unity. For it is like the oil that is on the top of Aaron that comes down to his beard and to his skirts. The Bible says, "For there the Lord directs the blessing." What is the blessing? Even life forevermore. I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Life is within a team." Because when Satan comes to attack, he cannot attack the team. He must find somebody. So if they stay together, the gift and the blessing of life is put in there. Hallelujah. This year will be the year of the ministry of one another in your life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, how many of you come from perfect family? Your family is very perfect. The house people came from, especially if you are up to five, all of you are perfect. You have done well. You never
All of you, behave yourself. If you are in that family, please, I want to join your family. Hallelujah. How many of you notice there's no perfect family? Just like there's no perfect family, there's no perfect church. All this one that you are doing, I don't like, Christians are brethren. Bros, there's no perfect church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen, there's no perfect pastor. Doesn't exist. I've pastored a little bit, and I have pastors that are my friends. There's no perfect pastor. Somebody was saying, I want to have a perfect home, a perfect family. It's a lie. Abraham's family was not perfect. I hope you remember Hagar. And you remember he chased one of his own children because one of the wife snitched on the other wife. I hope you know that. Sarah said they must go. You are reading it in the Bible. That's why you are not seeing it the way it's supposed to be. I hope you know. I hope you know what I'm talking about. I hope you know that Isaac didn't have a perfect family. Isaac loved Esau. They divided the home. The wife loved Jacob. There was a clear case of favoritism. The mother loved one, the father loved the other one. I hope you know that. Who is it? Who is Jacob? That's where the world war was now. That's where the war took place. Moses. I hope you know that Moses went to ministry and left his wife. The father had to start looking for him with the wife and the children inside the desert to bring them. So all this perfect thing you are trying to present, there is no perfect. The way there is, are you hearing me? Because people make up the church. Imperfect people. Walking onto perfection. Hallelujah. Imperfect people. The intention of the church is not to be a perfect place. Because some of us have that idea that church is supposed, so if something small happens, that's just believers, that's just Christians, and look at what they're doing. The idea of the church was never for it to be a perfect place. Because the people that make up the church are not perfect. Does it mean we should continue in our behavior? No. We come together so that we can bring the supply that builds us up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that if you come to church and you used to gossip after 5 years, your gossiping grace should have reduced. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, you'd have reduced drastically so that somebody will come and meet you and say, Charity, are you not the one? You don't used to talk now. Then you can say, see what the Lord has done. Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. If you used to steal and you come to church, then there will be somebody in church that lives a life of integrity. You begin to admire him from afar. You say, Kai. See, Brother Miller doesn't steal. His accounts are balanced all the time. Then you get close to Brother Miller. Then the anointing and the grace upon Brother Miller falls on you. Then there's an adjustment in your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Then after a while, they come and say, Brother Mao, you said 5 sentences and they were all true. Wow. How? Are you hearing what I'm saying? For iron sharpeneth iron. So the countenance of a friend sharpens that of another. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying today? Everybody knows you that 17 of the 30 boys in your class have befriended you before. Then you make mistake and make Jemima your friend. Now Jemima is doing you close marking. Not because she knows, just brethren. She's always in your house. Hey, let us go for prayer. You look at appointment. Say, Jemima. She said, no, it's time. We're fasting tomorrow. Say, Jemima, after a while, your boyfriends have reduced to 2. Thank God. You have not been perfect, but at least from 17 to 2, you have made good progress. Is anybody hearing me tonight? I say, is anybody hearing me tonight? Like that, you keep shifting. You keep making adjustment. Is that all right? By that which every joint supplies. Then a day will come that you can stand in the fullness of the stature of the image of Christ. Then God has brought you into what he wants to bring you into. There are things God will not do for us. He has delegated them to brethren to do it. So it is the ministry of one another. God will not do it. He said, whoever sin you have forgiven, me too, I have forgiven. Whoever sin you withhold, me too. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why we can stand though and say somebody will not die. You don't understand. It's upon the strength of that that scripture then says, for whatsoever is bound on the earth is also bound in heaven.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.